From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Thousands of flights are canceled, and Amtrak trains will stop running this afternoon in the northeastern U.S., where people are preparing for a blizzard that could dump anywhere from 1 to 3 feet of snow. The New York City area, parts of which are still reeling from Superstorm Sandy, is buckling down. NPR's Jeff Brady will ride out the storm in Boston.
People here do know how to prepare for a storm like this. In fact, there's some concern among officials here that people will take this too lightly. And you hear the governor and the mayor of Boston on the radio and on the television warning people, take this very seriously. Make sure that you're prepared. Check with neighbors. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has ordered all non-emergency state workers to stay home. He's urging private employers to do the same.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting. A manhunt continues in the southwestern U.S. for the former police officer accused of a deadly shooting rampage. Officers are focusing today on the Big Bear Lake region of the San Bernardino Mountains after Christopher Dorner's burned-out pickup was found on a forest road. Sheriff John McMahon says there's a lot of ground to cover.
We're going to continue to search primarily up in the mountain area to make sure there's a lot of cabins up there that are abandoned. We want to make sure that he didn't find a place to hide out for the night.
Authorities describe Dorner as a disgruntled former officer who had threatened in rambling writings to bring, quote, warfare to police and their families. He's accused of killing at least three people, including a police officer. First Lady Michelle Obama will attend the funeral tomorrow of a Chicago teenager who was gunned down just days after she participated in inaugural events in the Washington, D.C. area. Adia Pendleton was 15 years old. So far, no one has been arrested for her death. Egyptians are again coming out in the thousands against Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. NPR's Leila Fadel reports today's demonstrations reflect growing frustration, especially among young people, about the slow pace of change since Egypt's 2011 revolt.
It's been 2 weeks since the protest against the president began. The demonstrators are angry over the faltering economy, the lack of security reform, and perceived autocratic tendencies of the president, who hails from the Muslim Brotherhood. More than 60 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks, and at least one of them appears to have been beaten to death by the police. And there is still no political solution on the horizon as demonstrators call for the ouster of the president. Many of those protesters say they've lost all faith in the political elite, both the government and the umbrella opposition group, the National Salvation Front. Meanwhile, protection was beefed up outside major opposition figures' homes following a religious ruling by a radical cleric that said it was permitted to assassinate the figures. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 46 points at 13,990. This is NPR News. The teenage Pakistani activist shot in the head by the Taliban last year is finally out of the hospital in Britain. Malala Yousafzai has been discharged after undergoing months of treatment. Doctors performed surgery to restore her hearing last weekend. Yousafzai recently released a video statement in which she said she was still recovering but doing well. She remains outspoken for the rights of girls to receive an education in Pakistan. The U.S. Commerce Department says the trade gap shrank substantially in December. NPR's Elsa Chang tells us there was a drop in oil imports and an increase in exports.
The trade deficit contracted to $38.5 billion. That's the lowest it's been in almost 3 years. Exports rose by a couple percent, especially oil and petroleum exports. They peaked to the highest point on record. Meanwhile, oil imports dipped to their lowest point in 6 years. This smaller trade gap is a sign the economy did a lot better in the fourth quarter than initially estimated. The government had previously said the economy contracted by a 0.1% that quarter, partly because of a decline in exports. But that gloomy GDP estimate was released before December trade data was ever available. While the overall trade gap shrank, the U.S. deficit with China did grow last year. Elsa Chang, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Postal Service is announcing a $1.3 billion loss from October to December. This comes 2 days after the financially struggling agency announced plans to stop delivering first-class mail on Saturdays to homes and businesses in an effort to save money. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And then music commences again after Roger's show at 7 p.m. We get to hear Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and other things. Right now, back to 2003 and Deacon John.
To the land of the beautiful queens, I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nanay, my pa Rank, Cousin, and my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Euro, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my kicks below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T98, nevermore will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. To the land of the beautiful queens, I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
Get your ticket in your name if you wanna go to New Orleans. when you get to New Orleans. Somebody will show you the Zulu King. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dubai. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dubai. Down by the old auditorium is where you'll wait to see the Queen.
Professor Longhair from the album Rock and Roll Gumbo, recorded at the studio in the country in Bogalusa, Louisiana, back in 1974. Some say this is his best album ever. Professor Longhair, he also had Gate Mouth Brown on guitar and fiddle on this particular disc. That, of course, was Fess's classic Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Before we heard Fess, we heard Deacon John from a disc called Deacon John's Jump Blues. Deacon John did Going Back to New Orleans. And we've got another New Orleans musician, another late musician, Champion Jack Dupree, really colorful character with quite an interesting history. He, by the way, was a Mardi Gras Indian. From a disc called Forever and Ever, here is Champion Jack Dupree on piano and vocals with a tune called Hometown New Orleans.
Ah, we're going right back in my hometown. Where this bell house business started. People say, what is bell house piano playing? But what more lowdown can you get than this when you're drinking? The landlady have a gallon of alcohol. Put a gallon of water in it, you know, and call it whiskey. No, when you put the coffee in it, they call it whiskey. Make it look like whiskey. And they have so many women in the house, their feet be sticking out the window. But we don't say women, we say chicken. Come on, go with me. Come on, come on, go with me. I'll make you the happiest woman in the world you ever see. All right, everything will be all right. Right, all right. I want you to hug and kiss me and hold me all the time. Right, son. Bring another pint. And another woman. Oh! Country boy. Lord, that make me feel all right. I'm a country boy, and you know that make me feel all right. You city people don't know what we do in the country every night. What we say?
Bourbon Street Blues, Chris Thomas King from a 1999 release, Call Me My Guitar and the Blues. Chris Thomas King, of course, the son of Tabby Thomas out of Baton Rouge. Chris was living in New Orleans when Katrina hit. He had to hightail it out of the city and then sneak back to see if his home was okay. And he's probably best remembered by the larger audiences for the role he had in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, playing Mississippi blues man Tommy Johnson. Before we heard Chris Thomas King, we heard Champion Jack Dupree. Jack Dupree did a number called Hometown New Orleans, and we're filling this hour with a lot of Louisiana-related music in anticipation of the coming of Mardi Gras. This is the Blues Box. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Marcia Ball definitely has strong connections to Louisiana. She's been living in Austin now for some decades, but she was raised in Vinton, went to LSU, and of course her piano style incorporates to some extent a lot of Louisiana styles, particularly New Orleans Barrel House and Professor Longhair's some of his piano idioms. We're going to listen to Marcia from her disc Let Me Play With Your Poodle. She's got a tune that was written by Clarence Garlow. In fact, we have two covers of Garlow tunes coming up. First, Marcia Ball. Clarence Garlow, of course, was the guy that back in 1950 had a hit with Bon Temps Roulé. Well, really the first R&B and Zydeco tune that exposed a national audience to Zydeco music. He promoted it. He had a club although he's from Welsh, Louisiana, he ended up settling in Beaumont, had a club there that promoted Zydeco music and that sort of thing. Did a number of recordings himself, a number of them at J.D. Miller Studio in Crowley. We're going to listen to Marcia Ball do Clarence Garlow's Crawfishing.
Tell you. tone. I'm gonna call my baby on the telephone. I will pass through Katy and Houston too. I stop for my Texas for some barbecue.
Gary Primich from his disc Mr. Freeze, Gary on blues harp and vocals with Route 90, what we call down here Highway 90 from the West Coast. He's headed all the way to New Orleans. And that, again, another Clarence Garlow tune. Garlow, one of the early Zydeco artists and definitely promoters. And well, recording artist also. I said that, didn't I? Well, anyway, Marcia Ball had another one of Garlow's compositions. She did Crawfishing from her disc, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, let's head down to Houma, Louisiana, and take a night train to Nashville from that disc, Night Train to Nashville. Tab Benoit with Louisiana's LaRue and a number called Fever for the Bayou.
Water take me home. Got the fever for the bayou. Muddy water take me home. I guess I'm up on the mountain, but I know where I belong. Down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. That's where I found my Cajun baby. And we dance as I decode. Hey, no. South of New Orleans. Take me down to the Mardi Gras, south of New Orleans. To the Louisiana Bayou, that's a Cajun man's dream. Thank you. But I know where I belong.
Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Thank you.
Sonny Landreth from the 1995 release South of I-10 is the name of the disc. Sonny doing a great job on the old J.B. Lenore classic Mojo Boogie. Before we heard Sonny, we heard Tab Benoit. Tab from the disc Night Train to Nashville. He did a number called Fever for the Bayou. And having just heard Sonny Landreth do such a stellar job on Mojo Boogie, when we conjure up the idea of mojos and that sort of thing in New Orleans, also coming to mind would be Marie Laveau. Here's Dr. John with special guest Cyril Neville from Dr. John's Nolens at Dis Dat or Dutter.
Daddy lived with Conjure Lady not long ago in New Orleans, Louisiana, named Marie Laveau. Believe it or not, strange as it seemed, she made a fortune selling voodoo and interpreting dreams. She was known throughout the nation as the voodoo queen. Folks come to her for miles and miles around. She showed them how to put that voodoo down. To the voodoo lady, they all would go. The rich, the educated, the ignorant, and the poor. She'd snap her fingers and shake her head. She'd tell them about their lovers living a bed. Now, old lady, name her Widow Brown. Why her lover stopped coming around. The voodoo gazed at her and squawk. I seen him kissing a young girl up in Shakespeare's Park. Hanging around an oak tree in the dark. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau,
Marie Laveau,
Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen
from way down yonder in New Orleans. Lost her speech, tears start to rolling down her cheeks. Voodoo say, hush my darling, don't you cry. I make him come back by and by. Just sprinkle this snake dust all over your floor. I make it come back Friday morning when the rooster crow. Now Marie Laveau, she held him in her hand. New Orleans, Louisiana was her promised land. Quality folks come from far and near. This Wonder Woman fought a year. They was afraid to be seen at her gate. They creep through the dark just to hear their fate. Holding dark veils over their head. He was trembling when Marie Laveau said, Marie Laveau. Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen. way down yonder in New Orleans. She made Gree Gree with an old ram horn, stuck with feathers, shucked from a cone. Big black candle and a catfish fin. She make a man get religious, give up his sin. Sad news got out one morning at the break of day. Marie Laveau had done pass away. The St. Louis Cemetery, she lay in a tomb. She was buried one night on the wake of the moon. Marie Laveau, oh Marie Laveau. The folks still believe in the Voodoo Queen from way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh, Marie Laveau. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau. From away down yonder in New Orleans, Marie Laveau, Marie Laveau, Marie Laveau, the
Dr. John, again from the disc Nolens, Disc Dat or Dada. And that was, of course, Marie Laveau. You can't think of New Orleans Mardi Gras, well, any Mardi Gras here in Lafayette, same thing, without thinking of royalty. For his take on medieval royalty and activities, here's the late Earl King from the disc Hard River to Cross.
You probably read about the medieval day. To mention the music they played, so picking troubadours strumming on live, people coming out the wheat fields for miles and miles. Everybody's headed for the castle gate, drawbridge overloaded and it's bound to break. Down there so fast, they kept on so cool lagging. Big fat greedy king, a damsel on his wing. I'm sticking his mouth and he's trying to sing. Grease just a running all down his chin. Kissing the damsel again and again. Everybody's headed for the castle gate. Drawbridge overloaded and it's bound to break. They were down there so blinking. Kept on so blinking. In bed after dinner drink had went to her head. Her maid saw that she was all tucked in. King had slipped her a Mickey fin. The king's so glad the queen's not around. He's outside of
out there so mangy. It kept on so blanking. The bridge broke, they fell in the mold. Somebody yelled, throw the king a rope. All the way up, the rope is snapped. The queen had risen from her evening nap. Won't somebody tell me what's going on? But she was in the castle all alone. They were down there so blanking. They kept on so blanking. Rocking and rolling. They kept on stolen now. The judges kept a juggling. Everybody was stolen. The music kept rolling. Everybody soaking wet.
Thank you.
Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band from their self-titled Evidence Records release of 1995. That was a number called Grooving in New Orleans. Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band are from Chicago, but they recorded that particular tune and the disc, in fact, at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. A lot of great artists have recorded at that that studio on the bayou. Before we heard Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band, we heard Earl King from the disc Hard River to Cross, the late Earl King. He did a number called Medieval Days, interesting sort of comedic piece about, well, I guess you could apply it to a Mardi Gras royalty in some cases, not in all cases. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That starts at 1 and is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Roger, I'm sure, is going to have some great music lined up today. Then do stay tuned, 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR, and at 7 p.m. stay tuned for Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and other things. Remember that programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you, and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And to take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Got to have a little bit more Fess. Here he is with the title track to the 1980 release, Crawfish Fiesta. Have a great, great weekend and a very safe and happy and fun Mardi Gras. See you next Friday.